Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting talk available at your fingertips, libertyroundtable.com. This is the broadcast for, 9/11? In the year of our Lord, 2018, hour 202, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. By the way, we've been on the air for a long time. Did you know we were live on the air when 9/11 went down? We reported it blow by blow as it happened on your radio. We've been around that long. We're that tapped into the news, folks. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate and get involved today, would you please? All right, constitutional attorney Larry Klayman, just one of the, in my opinion, people doing one of the best jobs for America you can imagine. He started Judicial Watch a long time ago. Now he's head of Freedom Watch, just doing a great job. And there's so many lawsuits to talk about. It's amazing. We're going to start getting him on as often as we can, hopefully monthly or more if we can. He's super busy, but he's agreed to take time out for us. He can only stay with us for a half hour, so we got to get right to it. Larry Klayman, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Thank you, Sam. It's my honor. Thank you for inviting me.
All right, there's so many lawsuits to cover, I don't even know where to start. Let's start with Roy Moore, shall we?
Well, that one we have, it's not for Freedom Watch, my group. I brought that in my private capacity for the judge, and we sued Sacha Baron Cohen. It's about time that he got sued for defrauding Judge Moore. He was told that he was going to be going to Washington, D.C. to get an award from the Israeli government. It was the 70th anniversary of the founding of Israel. He's a big supporter of Israel, and the release that was signed actually said Yerushalayim TV, which, you know, doesn't exist. So they defrauded him up there. And then, of course, when he got there, he was also defrauded again insofar as Sacha Baron Cohen was disguised as a so-called Mossad agent. And then he was defamed being called a pedophile. So if anybody's a pedophile, it's not Judge Roy Moore, believe me.
Amen to that. Now, by the way, this has been happening to several other people, Larry, too. David A. Clark Jr. and many others have been defrauded by this guy. Will that become a class action?
Well, this class action, you need more parties. Okay, there are not enough parties here. But, yes, if those people thought about suing, they should certainly do that. They should assert their rights. But right now I'm focused on Roy Moore. And what they did with him was outrageous. Beyond the pale. And we also sued not just for defamation, not just for fraud, but for intentional infliction of emotional distress. And we asked for damages in excess of $95 million. Not that we're trying to make money off this, but we want to make it hurt enough to Showtime and CBS, which, by the way, the CEO of CBS, Divine Justice, Sam, just had to resign for widespread sexual abuse. CBS, it's kind of ironic.
Oh, it's horrible, sir. So, you know, when you get Larry Klayman and Judge Roy Moore together, though, you've got two of the greatest legal minds on the planet.
Well, thank you, Sam. I appreciate that. And, yeah, and the chief, we call him the chief, he was the chief justice, does have a great legal mind. And you might remember, you know, everybody's vilified who questioned the veracity of Obama's birth certificate. And clearly, whether he was born in Kenya or not, that birth certificate is a fraud. And for instance, this is one example. In 1961, when Obama was born, they put on that birth certificate African American. That term wasn't used. Everybody else in Hawaii at the time, it was Negro or Black. African American was coined by Jesse Jackson in the 1970s after Obama was born. So what's interesting is that I brought lawsuits in a number of states to require that your birth certificate be presented, not just for Obama, but for everybody if they're running for elected office, particularly the presidency. And it was only Chief Justice Roy Moore in Alabama that sustained that principle. The rest of them got scared. Most of these judges just ran away from that issue because anytime you challenged Obama, you were called a racist. And that's still true to this day. You know, the game was played.
All right, well, our prayers are with Roy Moore. What can we do to help with that one?
Well, nothing right now, but you can certainly go to Freedom Watch USA and support my other work, which is, because that's a private case with Roy Moore. Maybe we will set up in the future a GoFundMe account to finance that, but we don't have it right now. But Freedom Watch is really important because we're starting citizens grand juries later in the month. We're seeking to bring about justice. I'm tired of just listening about new information with no one taking any action. And of course, Roy Sessions, excuse me, not Roy Sessions, but Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, has buried his head in the sand because he's under investigation by Mueller for alleged Russian collusion, for alleged obstruction of justice in the firing of Comey. He didn't do anything wrong, but these people just run for the exits. They're cowards, and that's what Sessions is. So back in 1992, there was a case, United States versus Williams, where then-justice, may his soul rest in peace, Antonin Scalia, found that the grand jury belonged to the people, not to the three branches of government. And before we had a Justice Department in 1870, people meted out justice. And so what we intend to do is to commission a grand jury with neutral people, not, you know, pack it with our people, seek indictments, try the criminals, get convictions, sentence, and then ask President Trump to enforce the sentences. If he doesn't do it, we have the authority, peacefully and legally, to conduct citizens' arrests. This is the way it used to be done in the United States before we had a Justice Department. And nothing about the law has nullified that, as confirmed by Justice Scalia. Now, who's on the top of our list? Robert Mueller, obviously, because he has leaked grand jury information. That's criminal. He is also conducting an investigation without authority. That's a violation of his oath of office. It's constitutionally improper the way he's doing this. Hillary Clinton, let her be held accountable finally. Bill Clinton, James Comey, James Clapper, John Brennan.
Well, Donald Trump has talked a lot about justice, but, man, we need his help right now, don't we?
Well, we do, and he needs to step into the Justice Department. All this argument about he can't mess with what's going on at the Justice Department, that's not true. He is the chief executive officer of the executive branch. He has a right to order the Justice Department to conduct investigations, such as with this leaker, you know, that did the anonymous letter, if it exists. I don't even think the person exists. I think New York Times made it up. But the long story short is, yes, we need your financial support. We need your strong financial support. We're small, and we need to get bigger because we're taking on powerful forces. So if people can go to freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatch.org, and make a tax-deductible contribution, we'd really appreciate that.
All right, I want to move to another case here. As predicted, the antitrust chief will not sue social media giants. So we're talking about class action versus YouTube and other leftist social media. This is a big one. Alex Jones is babbling about it. I mean, everybody's talking about it. And you know what? We might not even be on your radio if it continues, folks. Larry?
Sam, you know, you're right. And that's a Freedom Watch case, too. And that we even need more support for that one, because we're going up against Goliath with David. And it's typical, you know, and this is why I'm different than what Judicial Watch is today. When I ran Judicial Watch, we were bringing hard-hitting lawsuits. Now Judicial Watch gets mostly documents. Okay, that's helpful. But you can't get justice with just documents. You can get on Hannity, but you can't get justice.
In other words, one is transparency. The other one is forcing accountability, right?
Well, we're transparency and accountability by, you know, bringing plaintiff's cases.
Right. I'm just saying, if you go at Judicial Watch, they do a great job, but they're not really pushing to the accountability level, right?
No, because it's not run by a lawyer. Tom Fitton's not a lawyer, so they emphasize just getting the document, mostly. But what I'm saying here is we're up against the big boys, and I was an alumnus of the Antitrust Division, the U.S. Department of Justice. I was a prosecutor. I helped break up AT&T during the Reagan administration. Now, why is it that Sessions isn't ordering his Antitrust Division to open an antitrust investigation? Instead, all he talks about is holding meetings with attorneys general in various states. This is typical of Sessions. And he's worried these social media companies will come after him. He's now the darling of the leftist media because of his inaction with regard to President Trump and all the crimes that have been committed by people like Hillary Clinton, Robert Mueller, James Comey, and others. So he's protecting his own turf, and you can't have an attorney general like that. But yes, it's Larry Klayman and Freedom Watch that brought this case, and we do need significant, and I hate to sound like an advertisement, but it's true, we need significant tax-deductible contributions because we're up against the big boys here. No one else will do it. Go to freedomwatchusa.org and contribute.
Now, what people need to understand about this, in my opinion, I'm not an attorney, I'm just telling you what I understand, and so correct me if I'm wrong here, Larry, but what you've got is these massive companies that have really built their massive control platforms that control most of the internet and the interactions that relate there too. literally with government dollars, though. It's kind of in a fascist scenario. They've got government tax privileges. They've got government investment. They've got government contracts. I mean, it's kind of a love fest going on.
Well, what they do, see, there's a plan here. The heads of these social media companies are far left. Most of them are located up in Silicon Valley near San Francisco. That tells you everything. They want to see this country turn over. This is part of a concerted effort. Whether it's the violence in the streets by Antifa and leftist vigilantes, whether it's court actions against the president to try to take him down, whether it's Robert Mueller, but it's also social media who is trying to change the way people think in this country. And it's very powerful. You know, we used the printing press during the American Revolution. That's what mobilized the colony. So when the left goes out there with this tremendous ability to influence people to rise up against Trump, against conservatives, against people of faith, against people who don't believe in illegal immigration, people who aren't radical feminists, they're not radical pro-Islamists, they're not anti-Israel and pro-Palestinian. You know, there's a method to the madness. And once they get their people in power, both in Washington and throughout the 50 states, then they get favors from those people and they enrich themselves even more. These are trillion-dollar companies. So we are against powerful companies. And what they're doing, I'll give you one example with Freedom Watch, is that YouTube, we've been at about 50,000 subscribers for about 6 months. It goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. With all the good stuff we're doing, there's no way that we don't have a couple of 100,000 subscribers. Now, after I sued them, they let it go up to 60, but now it's stuck there again. You know,
all right, hang on. Larry Klayman with us, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom Watch, USA. .org. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Well-known constitutional attorney Larry Klayman riding shotgun. So a lot of these companies, though, the big Facebooks and the Googles and the, you know, all these, they've received a lot of government money over the years, though, too, haven't they, Larry?
Well, yeah. I mean, they got government money with the internet. I mean, who pays for that? You know.
And the reason I bring it up is because people are saying, well, why would this be an antitrust? These are private companies. Because of the power they have and how they got built and the infrastructure that they share and the funding that they've received. It's not a private company like mine, not even close.
Yeah, you know, this is what bothers me. You see these kids, no offense, and, I like young people. Obviously, I hang around more with them than older people. But they go on TV, and all of a sudden, they become a genius. They don't have a law degree. I mean, Tom Fitton's an example. He gives legal opinions. He doesn't have a law degree. So you need a foundation to what's going on. Now, this is the thing, is that when you collude, when you agree in restraint of trade to limit competition, and that's what these companies are doing. They're either doing it expressly or they're doing it in parallel. There's a concept in the antitrust law that companies are acting in parallel. For instance, if gas stations are raising prices at the same time, there's an inference that, in fact, they agreed to do that. And that's what they're doing here. And it's an antitrust violation. It's a violation of Sherman 1 of the antitrust law, the Sherman Act. So that's the vehicle that we're using. And the antitrust division, at a minimum, could be investigating and getting documents from these companies. We had to sue them, but they're not doing it. It's another example of the fact, Sam, that we don't have a Justice Department. Freedom Watch has become the People's Justice Department, and that's why we need to get bigger, because, you know, we're the mouse that roared. And we don't have a Justice Department right now, particularly under Sessions. You know, he's, frankly, by doing nothing, Sessions has violated his oath of office, and he's obstructing justice. And he's no better than Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, Alberto Gonzalez.
In fact, he's worse because he goes under the conservative banner. It's almost like a stab in the back. In my opinion, it's even worse.
That's right. When it comes from your own, it's worse. And because, you know, we're getting it in the back, at least with the Clinton people, we got it in the front. We knew where it was coming from. But we have no Justice Department. And that's why I appreciate your having me on. I will love to come on periodically because there are very few people who understand the way Washington works. I've got 41 years of experience here, you know, and I hate to say it, but I'm right about 99% of the time about what goes on. And these commentators you see on Fox News, I mean, they're just kids. They don't really know.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Cliven Bundy case, too. He's suing, and what Cliven says is you got to sue the right people. The feds, oftentimes, with regards to some of this land issue, aren't the right people to sue. So he's suing Nevada, and he's suing the county there as well. I think he's got a point here.
Well, no, he does, and the law's on his side. But, of course, he went into court years ago to fight the Bureau of Land Management, then run by the Obama people and before that other president, from taking his land away from him. And that land belongs to the people of Nevada. It does not belong to the federal government. Same's true in Utah. I believe you're in Utah, right, Sam?
Yes, sir, that's absolutely correct. And most of our land's controlled by the feds, even though they don't have a legal right to it.
They don't have a legal right to it. So, you know, go to Cliven Bundy Defense Fund.org. This is a case that I'm bringing also in my private capacity, and see what that's all about. Because the way the land passed, the way the title passed, it never was owned by the federal government. It was just held in trust for a few years until states were created, like Utah and Nevada and Arizona, and even California. The federal government claims 38% of the land in California. Of course, I'm not sure I'd want to give it back to the crazy state government, but I'm being facetious. It belongs to the people of all those states in reality. And so we have a case pending on that. I also have a case with regard to the Bundys because there was a lot of prosecutorial misconduct. There's another thing about Sessions. I asked him to look into it. I talked with him on the phone. He promised me he would. He never would. And he went along with these corrupt prosecutors in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Las Vegas. And they cooked the evidence. They lied. They hid exculpatory evidence. A whistleblower came forward by the name of Larry Wooten, who revealed the people at BLM wanted to kill the Bundys. They had targets on their heads hung on the walls of Bureau of Land Management. And even this very compromised judge, Gloria Navarro, who was appointed by Obama at the suggestion, recommendation of Harry Reid, most corrupt senator in modern history. Even she had to dismiss the case to save her own skin because it just became so corrupt that she couldn't have it in her courtroom and survive. If there ever is another Democrat president, and undoubtedly will be, someone like Judge Navarro, being a woman, being Latina, and I don't dislike Latinas, I like them. Not her. but
it has nothing to do with her skin color. It has everything to do with her policies, right?
Yeah, they're high on the list. This is a very corrupt judge, Navarro. And regrettably, there are many on the federal bench who are corrupt or compromised. And that's a problem I've been trying to propose ways that we can pick judges in a much more neutral way, get independent judges. And even Judge Kavanaugh, when he says, when I become a Supreme Court judge, I'm going to be independent. That's not true. He has his political bent. And, you know, maybe most of the time it'll be on our side. But when I walk into court, Sam, I can tell with almost 100-degree certainty how judges are going to rule based upon which president appointed them. And it shouldn't be that way.
All right. What is the most important thing we can do? You're working on so many issues. It's shocking how you can keep so many balls in the air at the same time. But, you know, we want to help. We want to be involved. We want to be cognizant and do our best to spread the efforts that you're working on in the news. I mean, I wish Joe Arpaio could get the facts before a grand jury that would say, hey, Barack Obama had a bogus birth certificate, a fraudulent certificate. I mean, he's documented that 66 ways from Sunday. He knows Donald Trump, and Donald Trump was looking into that. But it seems like all things of good seem to get stalled somehow.
Well, the problem is, and I love Sheriff Arpaio, he's my friend, he's my client. You know, we played a big role in killing the amnesty of 5 million illegal aliens. We were the ones that started that ball rolling and intervened in the case. 25 states that resulted in a Judge Hainan and the Fifth Circuit affirming that that was not correct under the Administrative Procedures Act. But, you know, it's tough because, and this is why we need your help. So sign up to our Justice League at freedomwatchusa.org. Get our newsletters. Get our emails. Sign the petition urging the president to appoint me special counsel, quite apart from citizens' grand juries. I'll get the job done. I'm not afraid. And our founding fathers weren't afraid. We can't be afraid, Sam. Somebody's got to do something. But, you know, everybody's out there has a limitation. And if I can just scratch my own back a little bit, I have no limitation. This country is going down the drain. Somebody needs to do something fast, and we need to take strong action. We need to do it peacefully and legally, but we need to do it. And that's why I get frustrated. You hear me about it. When I watch TV, the cable stations, and I like Fox News, I watch Fox News, I get frustrated when I hear on Hannity, for instance, you know, gee, we got great news, this thing's going to come to a head, blah, blah, blah. It's not coming to any head, okay? That boosts the ratings for Fox. It boosts advertising dollars. But we need action, and I want to see people, you know, on Fox that are actually doing something rather than just pontificating or have simply come up with some documents. I want to see people on there who to do a job. I've had issues with Roger Ailes for a long time. He did some things to my clients, so I'm not on there that much, but I'm on Newsmax. I think people should go to Newsmax TV. I'm on all the other stations. I have a radio show special prosecutor with Larry Klayman on Radio America. You can get that on our website or go to radioamerica.com. Share that with your friends. The education is very important, and people are beginning to see through the charade that is our government, and they're beginning to see through the charade, not you, Sam, because you tell it like it is, the charade of the media, which presents false hope that things are happening. It becomes entertainment. And we don't have time for entertainment. We need action now, not words.
Ladies and gentlemen, there he is, Larry Klayman, taking off the gloves as always, and it's true. We need to take action, and we need to do it quickly. And we need to call for the removal of Jeff Sessions. We need Donald Trump to step up. I think we need the Justice Department abolished personally, because what it's really becoming is the gatekeeper to bottle up and never have justice is what's really
That's
happening.
Right. And we need to save the president, because if he doesn't survive, the next president is going to be 100 times worse than Barack Obama, who I think in my lifetime was the worst president. And that's saying a lot. Believe me. Ironically, Richard Nixon, who gave us Watergate, in comparison, comes out as one of our better presidents in the modern era, given everybody.
The problem is that the next president might be from this, I don't know what you want to say, Communist USA Party, or you might say the Socialists of America Party, or, you know, you're talking about some radical people, ladies and gentlemen.
That's where we're headed. That's why the social media limiting conservative speech, we have to prevent that, because we can't let people be educated and become communists.
Larry Klayman, we're flat out of time. Godspeed, sir. We'll have you back soon.
You too. God bless, man.
FreedomWatchUSA.org, ladies and gentlemen. Get on the newsletters. Get involved. I'm telling you right now, people are taking action, and we need your help everywhere. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, from Alan Phillips to Kirk Crosby, we're having a little bit of internet trouble with folks. Sad to say, but true. We apologize for that. But Kirk Crosby's with me on a phone line. You got hurricanes ready to bust into the East Coast, and you got droughts in Utah, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. They're telling us that we got droughts everywhere pretty much. They've got an emergency team getting together for it and all that stuff. And the only problem is they forget the chief drought fixer at the table, Sam. And so they've forgotten to suggest that maybe we return to, keeping the Ten Commandments and following the laws of God so that he can take care of the so-called drought. Anyway, it's amazing to me to watch what happens. They've put together a whole big team of people to make sure that this drought problem is addressed properly. Only problem is they just refuse to include the key person in charge of drought. That's the God of heaven, and he's basically got to be addressed. And he's got what's called Ten Commandments. And so therefore, without keeping those or recommending that people return to those, you're not going to fix any drought problems, in my opinion, until that's taken care of and And it's the best way to humble people. It's been going on forever. Just make sure they have a hard time eating or drinking, and they seem to remember God after that. That's what I can see happening, you know, but there's a so-called drought, they say, over all through the state of Utah. And, you know, I think this is pretty evident when you look across the country. You have troubles with basically, you know, socialism being promoted. That is directly against one of the Ten Commandments about stealing from other people. This is by government. And then you have, you know, continual debauchery and lawlessness, you know, throughout the land. And I don't think we should be surprised when we have drought and other disasters, if you will. So that's where we are, Sam. Amazing to me to see what's going on. But, you know, in the good news section, I guess you could say.
Hold on. Before we go on about this, Kurt, quick question.
Yeah.
They got this big, I don't know what you call it. Is it a drought committee?
Yeah, that's what they call it. Some kind of a, you know, everybody's supposed to get together and talk about this and then see if we can figure out the problem here. Well, you know, it's kind of like you always say about these studies that they want to spend a bunch of money doing. You know, you can save all the money and save all the travel and just go, look, you got troubles, you don't have enough water. Why don't you have enough water? Well, you know, the chief weatherman is the God of heaven. If you don't follow his recommendations, his regulations, his commandments, the chief weatherman's not going to send enough water.
That's well, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints prophets have spoke out on this, and what they tie a lot of this to, whether it's droughts, whether it's, you know, these calamities, look, we got to keep the commandments of God, and one of the big related issues is this, one of the Ten Commandments, Kurt, it's pretty simple, keep the Sabbath day holy. And that was specifically tied to the rain. And so there's not less water on the earth than there was in Moses' time or Adam's time or Jesus' time or our time. There's not more or less water on the planet. The question is, where is the water and where does it go and who controls all that, right? And if you want the water to be appropriately available for the people, then you've got to obey the laws, God's laws. And so my question is, they got this big old committee. They're going to talk about, you know, controlling us. And what do you got to do, Kurt? You got to conserve water. You got to use less of it, right?
They're going to talk about, you know, no mention about the idea that where does the water come from and who's in charge of it?
Now, fine saying we got to conserve water if we don't have enough of it. And that's a good thing to do, but it's a secondary discussion. Yes. It's a we should do all that we can do, which is conserve water. And then keep the commandments of God. And I got this crazy idea. I know it's really out of control, and I don't know if I'm even allowed to say this on the radio in modern times, but I'm going to do it. You ready?
Yes.
Is the committee recommending at the top of the list to keep the Sabbath day holy and pray for rain? What do you think of that? Keep the Sabbath day holy and pray for rain.
I think that would be an amazing idea, Sam.
But are they talking about that at this big old ripping committee?
I didn't see it in any of the report. And even
I thought we wanted to solve this, Kurt.
Well, I know, Sam, but, you know, you and I see this as a glaring little problem. But they apparently are unaware of the fact that the God of heaven, who controls where the water gets put, for example, he can make sure, you know, some people are nearly buried in water, you know. Flooded or whatever to bring them to their knees, and then he can make sure that somebody else has so little water they're in sackcloth and ashes trying to get a drink and some food, right? And now some people say, well, that's not a very loving God, and I would simply say, well, he's got his Ten Commandments and you know, he doesn't really tell us everything we're supposed to do, but, you know, Ten Commandments are a big thing for him.
Well, and he tells us enough of what we need to do to, one, live free, and the, two, return to him.
Yep.
He does do that. And, you know, I just find that interesting, though. So some places have too much water. They're worried on the East Coast right now that, look, they're going to have a storm that's going to blow in crazy. And then it's going to literally stall and just dump gaunt your rain on them. And we're experiencing a drought. So the only real question is, why is the rain too much in one place and not in another? Why is that? And what they will say is, they'll be like, La Nina, El Nino. Or they'll be like, you know, global warming. You know, men and women around the planet got to have less of them. Or they're always going to attack whatever the opposite that God would say, they will say. So if I say, you know what, multiply and replenish the earth, that's what God says. They'll say we have too many people on the planet.
Yeah.
I say, you know, you got to turn to God and keep the Sabbath day holy and pray for rain. And they'll be like, oh, no, what you got to do is create some government edict that you can only water your lawn on Mondays or something.
That's
and then, okay, and we'll just go right on down this. And the more we talk about it, the more, in my opinion, far apart we are in terms of what we believe the problem is and what we believe the solution should be.
That's right.
And I bring that up because, look, what if I went into that committee meeting and said, I want to testify. Hey, guys, you need to keep the Sabbath day holy, and y'all need to pray for rain. And I'm not saying there's not other commandments we ought to keep. There's plenty of things we need to do. We need to go before the Lord and repent so that he'll heal our land. And now that's an interesting Bible idea. Do you think healing our land might be directing the rain where it needs to be?
Crazy idea.
You know, and so we talk about this, and then they're like, oh, man, I believe you got weather modification going on. Well, you might. You might have man trying to play God and manipulate the weather. I mean, man tried to build a tower to get to heaven. No doubt man wants to rise. You know, Satan's plan and the natural man has been trying to rise against God forever. But the battle continues, ladies and gentlemen. The only question I have is, whose side, who are you on? I hope to be with my actions and my thoughts and my prayers. I hope to be on the Lord's side, who? And I'm just telling you, we got to keep the Sabbath day holy and pray for rain if you want solutions, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever we bring up a problem, we bring up a solution. All right, when we bring up all these lawsuits, we're telling you Larry Klayman's one of the guys that's willing to stand up and get it done to make a difference. When it comes to getting the bar, you know, the North Carolina bar straightened out and get rid of their corruption, Alan Phillips is working on it. When it comes to the media, Sam and Kurt are working on it. When it comes to this rain issue, hey, all of Utah under drought conditions. Drought conditions prompt emergency meeting among Utah officials. Now, I hope they're praying. And I hope they're keeping the Sabbath day holy and talking about praying for rain, because that's where I believe the solution to be. Now, I agree we should conserve water and be careful and do the best we can in the meantime. There's no doubt about it. Intelligent, you know, efforts on our part are always good. We got to always do what we can do. If we expect the Lord to bless us, first it starts with doing all within our power, for sure. All right, well, now you got to go ahead.
One other thing on this water thing, just so you know, you know, we spent a few days in the last week up in the Yellowstone area. And, you know, some would say, isn't that wonderfully run, you know, government park?
Oh, no, it's horrible.
You got huge amounts of water in certain places just coming right up out of the ground. The God of heaven can make water where he wants it. And we ought to recognize that.
And maybe he's just not so willing to make it where we need it if we're not willing to do what he asks.
Amen.
All right, quick pause. We're going to talk about cheerleaders and the Almighty as well. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, talking about the weather, talking about rain, talking about floods, talking about droughts, talking about it all. Cheerleaders suffering. Bob Unruh with the story, Kurt.
Yeah, what did you think about that? So you got these cheerleaders that they want to put like a banner up when they're, you know, the football players are running in. And the
banner, yeah, well, they're cheering and everything else, sure.
And the banner says something like, through Christ, all things are possible, you know, or something like that. And, you know, they got that big thing there so that the players run through it and then people are seeing that sign. Boy, I'll tell you what, you talk about kicking off those anti-God people, man. I'll tell you what, you know, they get crazy when they see stuff like that, right?
Yes, and I support these cheerleaders. I thought the government couldn't prohibit the free exercise thereof, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's for the guys that want to, you know, maybe have like a bunch of nudist guys that say we're worshiping Mother Earth or something. But no, that's not for the cheerleaders who want to put a sign that says, through Christ, all things are possible. You know, I mean, there's a limit to this freedom. You know what I mean, Sam?
Yes. I don't really know what to say about it, though, Kurt. What I mean by that is they're yanking Christ from the cheerleaders, writes Bob Unruh at WND.com, and I'm just saying, wait a minute. Who has authority to do that? The government school? Okay, and so what I want to say about that is, listen, why are parents continuing to put their kids in the government school? You literally got the government school shutting down these cheerleaders that want the free exercise of their religion. All right, we talked last hour with Alan Phillips. You literally got government schools humiliating students who aren't vaccinated. You literally have government schools skipping parental permission for HPV vaccinations, so they're literally giving your kids shots without your permission because, hey, they might get this sexually, you know, problem, sexually transmitted disease or whatever, right?
Right.
All right. Anyway, our prayers are with them. I don't see why anybody would keep their kids in government school with this stuff going on. It just gets out of control. The sex ed is just belligerent as well. For example, Christian values, right left, down under, I guess, in Australia, writes Art Moore, right?
Yes. They're ticked off about them down there. But this is not anything that should surprise us. Basically, you've got to, you know, pro-God people. And then you've got the anti-God people. And this has been going on for a long time. It's just amazing to, I guess you could say, witness it in our time. Right, Sam?
Yes. And I look at this Art Moore story, though, and I go, what's the deal with this, Kurt?
Well, you know, I know it sounds trite, but it's basically the same thing we've been talking about. You know, where in America you got some cheerleaders that thought, hey, you know, it's our freedom to make a banner for the football guys to run through, kind of cheer them up and give them hope and that kind of stuff. So it says, through Christ, all things are possible. They run through it and they can remember that thought. Well, the only thing is, if they'd have said something like, Obama says all things are possible, or, or, you know, the great Maharaji or whatever his name is, you know, says all things are possible. That would have been okay. But those guys, you know, those ladies, those girls down in the South, they said, Christ, man.
Yeah, and then you got in the Down Under story, you got a similar thing. So this is a global attack on Christianity. If they would have said all things are possible if you're a Muslim, you wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole, Kurt.
Well, that'd be politically correct, Sam. And I mean, this is a pro-choice crowd. They're going to let you choose to kill babies and all that stuff. But if you want to choose to follow God and Jesus Christ, you know, and put those things first in your life, you're some kind of a problem to the planet, right?
All right, Linda Harvey writes an article to double down on this very point. Headline says, Sex Ed Lies. Sex is hot, abstinence is not. Wow.
Yeah. You're exactly right. You know, that's how they do it, right? Because you want to talk about, hey, all these sexual education, so then you think you could be able to say, look, if you don't participate in these activities that are against God's laws, you will not have to deal with the, you could call them side effects, but I call them direct effects of breaking God's commandments. But if you bring up those things, you know, you're like some kind of a problem, right?
Yes, but isn't this just really in the government schools, though? I mean, where is this teaching about sex is hot, abstinence is not? Where is this happening, Kurt?
Well, it's part of the whole, you know, federal government. You know, you got money that's taken from the people, you know, to basically, quote, educate our children, right? And then you have, we've talked about this before, where you have these good Americans, even pretty conservative folks like you and I, that would say, hey, if we're going to have this sexual, you know, training, you know, sex ed, then we're going to have our part taught too, right? And so then they, you know, they shouldn't have agreed to, you know, the first part of it, the money being stolen from them and, you know, doled out by the government. But since they, you know, passed on that, then they get this next problem. And now, when they you know, think their issues are going to be brought up fairly in a godless system, they're surprised when they're not. And are you surprised?
But no, but this is all happening in the government school, though. If you don't want it to affect your kids, all you got to do is get your kids out of the government school, right, Kurt? And if enough people did that, the whole system would implode.
Well, I agree. But, you know, until that happens, I think it affects all of us. Because
there's no question. I'm just telling you what the solution is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're exactly right. You know.
But you're right. It affects all of us because they promote this propaganda with our tax dollars, and they continue to steal tax dollars, and they continue, in my opinion, to create immorality in our society. I mean, kids are just thinking, how can they help it? Their internal feelings are at a feverish pitch with their hormones and everything, and when they're just taunted and titillated with sex is hot and abstinence is not, kids are going, hey, man, I want to be on the in crowd. And then a pretty girl's walking around half naked, and the guy can't really, you know, it's hard for him to control his emotions already, and that just simply makes matters worse. And we just create this problem. We just absolutely continue to promote and promote. And then when a girl winds up pregnant, we're going, wait a minute, how'd that happen? Well, the only answer then they want to say is murder it. And we just go right on down this psychotic avalanche of just decision after decision after decision that's at the least ill-informed. But it borders on massive sin and criminality.
And then after that, we go, man, we're having trouble with water. What should we do, right?
Well, it must be something in the water that got her pregnant. See what I mean? And it's just that kind of naivete, in my opinion, that's at the helm of this. And we know what the solutions are. We just don't want to hear them is the problem in our society. As we continue to harden ourselves and turn our back on God, we don't want to hear the real solutions. In fact, the more we promote the real solutions, the more they'll hate us.
That's a great point.
I hate to admit that, but I think it's absolutely spot on true. Final story before the end of the hour, our buddy Jesse Lee Peterson, well-known talk show host and father and writer, and I mean, just does a tremendous job as a leader. Jesse Lee Peterson also does a radio broadcast 3 hours a day syndicated by LibertyNewsRadio.com, same company that syndicates us, I might add. But Media Matters. Go ahead.
Black guy? Isn't he a black guy? And I think we're not supposed to like black people, right?
Well, I think he's a phenomenal gentleman. Why? Because he stands with the truth and he wants to bring back God, family, and country, and he wants to protect life, liberty, and property. And I'm on board. Him and I are brothers in that effort, sir. We'll link arms and stand for the sacred cause of liberty together.
Wow. That's great.
In fact, in the past, we even did a co-hosted talk show together.
Wow. Imagine that.
Well, the guy's great, Kurt. And he's bringing up this idea that Media Matters, this very left-wing loony organization that literally has abused us from time to time, which funded by George Soros and all kinds of other ne'er-do-well organizations. He says that Media Matters hates black people. Jesse's saying that, not me. I happen to agree with him.
Wow. That's amazing, isn't it? Oh, boy.
Well, and he's a great author, though. He's very articulate. He goes into a lot of detail, too.
Yes, he does. And the WorldNet Daily is to be commended because they give him, you know, a venue as well as Liberty News Radio. And ladies and gentlemen, all of your hard-earned money that you send, your nickels and dimes or whatever you send our way, go to support good folks like Jesse Lee Peterson. Right, Sam?
Whoa, you mean you want our money to go support a black guy? Are you serious?
I agree. Well, it's all part of freedom, isn't it?
We're absolutely serious. We do. Why? Because he's teaching the principles that can do more than make America great again. It can make families strong again. It can bring back the traditional family with a mother and a father and a husband and a wife and children that love their parents and parents that love their children. And, man, it could just be a phenomenal opportunity. That's why.
It might even make it where the drought, the emergency drought board in Utah doesn't even have to meet because they got enough water. Yeah.
And maybe the folks on the East Coast would have a little less water, Kurt, per their prayers. Well, if they have any.
That's right. That's
now, I believe people are praying all over this country. Let's not undermine the effort. I believe there's a lot of good people with a lot of good prayers and a lot of good righteous people keeping the Sabbath day holy and doing their very best. We just need more, and we need to make sure that view, that understanding, that education, that clarion call is at the table for discussion, and that's why we're here, folks. It's absolutely why we're here, because it is about God and family and country. It is about protecting life, liberty, and property. And so, you know, we got a road to hoe when it comes to our efforts in the media, folks. Larry Klayman doing it in the legal arena. Same with Alan Phillips, our guests today. Sam and Kurt taking care of business in the media. Same with Jesse Lee Peterson. You got a lot of Americans involved in a lot of places. Larry Hilton, our buddy, taking care of the gold and silver issue, bringing back honest money. And we got a lot of people doing a lot of good things. And the roundtable is designed to bring all these people to your attention and help you be aware of them and then tap into how you can be involved in solving the problems as well. Lowell Nelson, Campaign for Liberty, yesterday doing a great job celebrating the Campaign for Liberty's 10-year kind of anniversary thing. You know, there's a lot of people doing a lot of good things, and who's going to bring them to the table? Who's going to let you know about them? Who's going to bring you continual updates from them like we are? I don't know of anybody. I really don't. Who brings all these groups together from Liberty Council to Focus on the Family to the American Family Association to Gun Owners of America to Freedom Watch with Larry Klayman to what's happening with all these different lawsuits and all the people and Judge Roy Moore and what we're doing and what Joe Arpaio's doing and what Richard Mack is doing. And, I mean, it just goes on and on and on what Alan Phillips is doing. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen, and we absolutely need your financial support. We jokingly call it the Widow's Mite Radio Network because we run on a teeny penny. But I'm telling you right now, our impact is incredible because of you and because of all that we do together. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, and Kurt will try to get his internet fixed, hopefully. It might take a day or two, but you know what? He's with us live. We're doing the best we can with the limited resources we have, and you know what? We're just going to keep on keeping on. I'll tell you that right now. LibertyRoundtable.com is the website with free downloads of our talk show. LibertyNewsRadio.com is the same, or is the company that syndicates our talk show, Jesse Lee Peterson, and many other incredible offerings on your radio. Donate. We are the Widow's Mite Radio Network. If we provide value to you, please reciprocate. Every penny will grow our presence in the media as the new media takes on the mainstream press like never before. The new media taking center stage. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.